serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. For your name is above all names. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You've sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. So now, Heavenly Father, as we assemble ourselves here for the express purpose of worshiping you, we invite you in as we continue to glorify and magnify your holy and great name. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening to us by radio, Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, 6th chapter, verses 9 and 10. The Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 9 and 10, and we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use a topic this morning, praying so we can be a godly father. Praying so we can be a godly father. And that is inclusive to all men, regardless of race, creed, or color. We pray so that we can be godly fathers as well as godly men. And that's imperative today, that we find men that are godly men and godly fathers, because the world is in an unusual economic and socialistic dilemma. And so God is watching the conduct, the character, and the characteristics, not only of the world, but he's watching men and he's watching fathers as well. And our life should be so intertwined with God's infallible word that we should now be godly men as well as godly fathers. I want to start off with something on this Father's Day, a little humorous. A little girl once said to her mother, "Mom, if Santa Claus bring our present and God gives us our daily bread and Uncle Sam give us Social Security, why do we keep Dad around?" Sounds like an indictment to me. The year was 1958. The place was Dallas, Texas. The situation was the payoff of the family's residence. I'm talking about myself. Mrs. Taylor, who was part of what called the Taylor Plantation, and many of you are from the baby boomer era know what I'm talking about, the plantation. Mrs. Taylor, who owned the land and all of the property in the area in Dallas, called a little section called Buntown. Mrs. Taylor would come by to collect the payments on the property that she had sold to all of the residents who lived there. But for some reason, Mrs. Taylor had not collected the payments for 2 weeks from my father. And my father was concerned regarding her lack of coming by. My father got me up and he said, "Stanley, come go with me. I want you to witness this." We saw Mrs. Taylor collecting payments from all of the other neighbors. And my father approached her and said, "I need to make the last payment on the family's property at 2601 Rochester Street." She looked in her book, a book that was that thick, and said, "You are right. This will be your last payment." She wrote out my father's a receipt and said, "We now own the property at 2601 Rochester Street. And from time to time, you see me go home to that same address in the hood, and I cut the grass and I still keep the property up." My father's action demonstrated to me the accountability as well as the responsibility of fatherhood. I never understood why Dad would always take me anytime there was some business that needed to be done. Even at the age of about 7 or 8, he would always take me and say, "You need to see this." And I'm saying all that to say this to the fathers: we need to be about taking our sons and our children with us at time when business is being done so the next generation can see what we accomplish. So many times they think we're not doing all we can do. But I can share with you that when fathers are fathers and they are leading and being responsible, the family will follow. Antioch, Jesus came into this world to demonstrate the eternal love of God the Father. And as godly fathers, we who are believers should follow the example of Jesus who established it for you and I. How do we as fathers live a godly life? I have discovered that most godly fathers does not ask for very much. They accomplish things. They are workers, and they really don't look for very much in return. Many times, they are giving of themselves and sacrificing for their families, because it is our responsibility to rear and train our family. Godly fathers honor God's word consistently by reading and by studying God's word. And I can go back to my father, my biological father, who said, who I would see every morning, and you've heard my story on numerous occasions, how I would always see my father on his knees at 6 o'clock in the morning with a Bible stretched out before the bed, on his knees, reading God's word, and I caught something. And I did not have a relationship with the Lord, because I remember I came from the hood. But I saw my father demonstrating something in the form of leadership and accountability and responsibility in God's word on a daily basis, and I caught something. And godly fathers ought to be about the business of getting up, talking to the Lord every day we get up. Every morning we should get up and have a conversation with the Lord, because he allowed us to lay down last night and he got us up early this morning. How many fathers in the house got up and said, "Thank you for what you did for me today, Lord"? This is really not an indictment. is a characteristic that we should all have, because we have a Heavenly Father who looks over us and who looks at us each and every day. And all we need to do is say, thank you for what you have done for me and where you brought me from. Look at where we came from. Cotton fields, patches in our clothes, holes in our shoes. We've all had it. And look where we are today. And we ought to be able to say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me, putting me in suits that I never thought I would wear, clothes and shoes that I thought I would never get. We ought to be able to say, Lord, I thank you. That's the Father's responsibility to lead his family in the 21st century to worship and praise our Lord, our God, and our King. My brothers and sisters, fathers who live a godly life have a responsibility and should have a personal relationship with the Lord. We, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about me as well, we should all have a personal relationship with the Lord. And if we have a personal relationship with the Lord, our kids will follow. It doesn't matter whether they grow up and graduate from high school and go off to college. If they have seen what you have set the example for, our children will follow. But if we ain't going to church, guess what? They ain't going either. It is our responsibility as fathers to train up our children so that they can be godly men and women in Christ. Godly fathers live godly lives by spending time in prayer. Before Jesus would do anything, my brothers and sisters, he would always pray. Did you pray this morning? How many of us pray? Don't raise your hand if you didn't. Every morning we need to get up with a prayer. See, God is not saying that's an indictment. God is simply saying, I'm trying to encourage you to do something that will allow me to bless you greater. God is interested in blessing all of us, but you can't get your blessing if you don't have any contact with him. My brothers and sisters, the first thing godly fathers should do before asking anything or making any decision, we must pray. We must pray. Because prayer changes things. So the historical text states, when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's stop right there. Our Father, he is called Yahweh. His name in the Hebrew is Yahweh. His name was so sacred that they would not speak it. It was hard for them to speak it. We even told they had to put some vowels in it just to pronounce it, Yahweh. For his name is to be revered and honored. Today we throw his name out just at a whim. We use profanity with his name. We say all kinds of things, but his name is holy. And when men and women of God get up and proclaim God's word, it's holiness being shared to you as we hear what God is saying. And we relate to the message of what God is revealing as well as unveiling. Our Father is also called Adonai.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.